Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A rich welcome, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And you know the deal. This is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. So, what do I mean by rich, you may be asking? Well, I mean content rich, because that's what we're offering here today beneath the umbrella of Carol Ann's favorite caregiver themes. We are pooling the collected wisdom of almost a year's worth of shows toward which so many dedicated guests have contributed their decades of expertise. I have already long ago demonstrated in my first elder care book, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, the calculus of how I came to acquire 250,000 hours of lived experience as a caretaker to two of the most stubborn parents on planet Earth. And the formula is basically something like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, times 365 days a year, times 30 years at a minimum, you know, amount of years, because I've been on the planet for 61 now, and some of those years were good, but a lot of them were not so great, right? And that was just in 2012. In the intervening years, I am sure that that figure has been added to by 12,500,000 hours. How did I come to that one? Well, just go 250,000 times 50 and you'll get the number. And that's as a result of supporting my caregiving clients, plus all the wonderful people I've met along the way who daily strive to make a difference in the caregiving arena. So are you ready for your pen to fly across the page and or to apply perhaps your preferred method of getting it all down? Luckily, there are always the archives at boldbravemedia.com/shows/the-conscious-caregiver under self-help or health. You may need those today. As is my tendency, let's lay the groundwork via a couple of slices and dices, because we've got three major themes for you today. I call theme number one, the foundations of caregiving, and it's split into two. Your own preservation, as well as how to deal with crazy making parents. Theme number two is about the realities of caregiving, again in two parts. One is about busting assisted living myths, and the other is the truth about healthcare. Not that those are the only realities that you ever deal with in terms of systems of society that claim to support you but are nowhere to be found when you need them the most. In fact, theme three calls itself additional systems of society, and it's divided into critical reality reminders, as well as what you can do to protect yourself. No matter the category, each topic will be treated the same way, and that's with authenticity plus liberation toward the caregiver's voice, because that's who I stand for. And while we're at it, may I insert an editorial here? Well, I guess it's my show, so I'm going to do it anyway. It's about something that bugs the CRAP out of me in business and life coaching spheres these days. What is it, Carol Ann? While everyone and his brother or sister touts the importance of creating safe spaces for clients to speak their truth, do these individuals actually have a clue about the art involved in doing just that? Here's a hint. When done at the hands of a skillful practitioner, this way of being, as much as anything else, is virtually seamless. Therein lies its power and its simplification. When done well, the techniques are so transparent as to be taken for granted. And this used to happen to me all the time during corporate facilitation gigs. My style is admittedly unique, but I don't create safe spaces by the books. All people know is that there's something different about my workshops, which cannot be pinned down. Given they can't pigeonhole me, I frequently polarize the room or draw blank stares from the narrow-minded. However, I likely digress, because after all, how does this diatribe pertain to caregiving? Well, in fact, it's highly relevant. For one thing, my definition of safety means giving you the liberty to feel exactly as you do in the face of this grueling chapter of life, even if it is only inside of this 1 hour weekly radio space. Personally, I don't believe that one in 168 hours per week is too much to accord yourself this freedom. Do you? I show you my warts, and you feel free to experience yours. Deal? Another important reminder is the distinction between three types of caregivers that I call complacent, compliant, and conscious. And I'm going to return here to a caregiver quiz that I'm developing that I cited from earlier this year. And I'm going to offer you another few questions just to contemplate as we go through today. Question one is, when you notice first the signs of decline in your aging parents, you A, ignore them because they seem to be handling things well enough. B, keep your eye on the situation but take no direct action yet. C, observe their attitudes or behaviors more closely and possibly take some notes. Question two. Once you clearly know what is called for in your folks' situation, you A, assume they will naturally agree with your view of whatever is right. B, insist on your way or the highway. C, seek out those who have been there and done it in the elder care trenches for advice. Let's see, next question. After a frustrating phone call with your difficult aging parents, you A, want to crawl into bed and pull the covers over your head for hours in order to recuperate. B, complain to everyone you can find without planning to change your part in the mix. C, draw upon self-care and nourishing techniques proven to restore your center. And the last one that we'll just do today is, when you think about spending promised summer vacation time, because that's where we're still at, with your elders, you A, accept it as your lot to forfeit your precious annual recovery period. B, pray those weeks are over as soon as possible. C, break the pattern and say that you need time with your own friends and family. And as we come to a little bit of a pause point, I'll let you ponder how you responded to those questions. They are intended to lead us straight into foundation number one, self-care giving, your own preservation. And as many times as you believe you've heard this one, it bears repeating. So I'm going to challenge you when we come back. For now, I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins, My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
So pleased, everyone, that you're yet tuning in, even during this summer season, supposedly meant for rest and relaxation. Though you may be thinking, not so much if you're a caregiver. And indeed, you could be constantly out and about doing a million and one other things for those whom you caretake. Yet you're here. So thank you for your loyalty. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And again, today's focus is a consolidation of almost 50 Conscious Caregiver show topics. Wow! Woohoo! As one of the radio show hosts I like to listen to says, because that's a feat unto itself. And today we're talking in such categories as your own preservation, dealing with crazy-making parents, busting assisted living myths, the truth about health care, critical reality minders, and what you can do to protect yourself. So we're going to just dive shortly into the foundation number one on self-care giving. I pose with you, how do you think you're doing in that regard? Because just before the break, I was offering you about four questions from my caregiver quiz in development, so to speak. And basically, it identifies the three types of caregivers: complacent, compliant, and conscious. And really, unless you scored a perfect conscious caregiver rating, I would submit that you need the information that follows, because the question about noticing decline in aging parents ought to garner a response like observe their attitudes and behaviors more closely and possibly take some notes. The one on once you clearly know that something is called for, I would suggest that you seek out those who have been there and done it in the elder care trenches for advice. In terms of a frustrating call with your difficult aging parents, may I offer that you would draw upon self-care and nourishing techniques proven to restore your center? And then when you think about spending promised summer vacation time with your elders, I would like to boldly assert, break the pattern and say that you need the time with your own friends and family. Anyway, as far as your own preservation, this is a story, true, that came as a result of a phone call with one of my friends this week. Picture this. Gets a phone call at work. Work is 30 minutes away from where mom lives. Mom starts with, I'm dying. Okay, mom has said this a million times before. And a million times before, my friend has prevailed upon the superintendent in her apartment building to use his master key to go in and check on her. The concern is, how many times can you call upon the superintendent before it just gets crazy making? And so indeed, he opened the front door only to find mom perfectly fine. Caregiver was out doing grocery shopping, so mom calls daughter, right? And then when they're talking, on top of it, daughter is planning to go and visit her family across the Atlantic Ocean, so to speak, at the end of this month. And mom says, well, you can't go unless I die first. Okay, try to forgive me from not laughing, folks. But this is really true. I did burst out laughing because I know this friend well. And I said, so you're still going to Europe? And she goes, of course, Carol Ann. Well, I said, thank goodness, because, you know, really, grandmom, I guess, in this case, thought that the son of my friend, a doctor, would not know how to bury her properly if she was to pass away while my friend was across the pond as we speak. And so, you know, that's why we did have a show on laughter still being the best medicine. That's all we could do, people, is just to laugh and find the humor in the situation. However, there are some really serious things about self-care versus self-sacrifice that we have talked about in the past on this show. And one comes from a psychology tool called the Carpen-Drama Triangle. It divides people's roles when playing psychological games into three parts: rescuer, victim, and persecutor. And this was also seen in a show title called Practicing Self-Awareness as a Caregiver. You never want to become in the role of rescuer. Trust me, people out there, because it will only lead to seeing your elders as either victims or yourself becoming a persecutor because you are so underlying frustrated and resentful over constantly having to swoop in there with your big cape, you know, with a big S emblazoned on your chest. I think you can think about the cartoon character that I refer to, and this must not happen because we've also talked about the spiritual links to illness and offered additional illumination concerning how we choose everything in our lives, including the nature of our non-wellness and or disease, even as caregivers ourselves. This guest offered alarming information about a frozen shoulder I was dealing with at the time. She's a medical intuitive, and it even freaked out me. I was wondering, frankly, is she reading my shoulder right now, or is she just speaking generally? So pay attention to what your physical body is telling you during this marathon chapter of life. Under a program called How to Fill Up Your Cup When You're Giving to Others, or Healing the Healers, we talked about clearing the emotional blocks, because 90% of all disease derives from unprocessed emotional blocks. So do you start to see the connection between, you know, filling up your cup and spiritual links to illness? I would think it is self-evident. And then we've talked many times about breathing techniques, as simple as those sound. Just even an inhale up to 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds. Practiced a few times throughout the day can make an enormously vast difference, believe it or not. And in terms of dealing with crazy-making parents, I love the program on Shields Up, Establishing Your Boundaries. Not as walls so much, but certainly with a gate. And we imagined placing almost like an invisible energy bubble around your aura, or the energy that surrounds your physical body, before you go into any exchanges with crazy-making parents. In a conversation about emotional fitness for caregivers and parents, we reminded ourselves how important that we teach others how to treat us, and we will not tolerate disrespectful language. On that note, stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're still diving into foundation number one today because it is so important about your own preservation as well as dealing with crazy-making parents. And truly, folks, we could spend the entire day on those two topics alone. So let's go from your own preservation into dealing with crazy making parents. And we were just saying how important it is to have your walls, not barriers, up when you're dealing with contentious interactions with your elders, and how important it is that we teach others how to treat us. Thus, we will not tolerate disrespectful language, even from our aging parents. And in fact, there was a show about parents with price tags where there were examples of toxicity that you truly need to step away from. And so you need to know what's right by you, which brought us into being an intuitive caregiver and trusting your core, not what others may want to tell you. Dial Down the Elder Care Drama was one broadcast where we dealt with mother-daughter relationships, and this one was confirmed by a family therapist because she was saying that especially those tensions can be quite stressful, shall we say. We also posed, can caregiving be a healing opportunity, though, because we've had examples on of profound healing after the quote-unquote adult child did significant inner growth work to understand their family of origin issues. And there is more to come on this particular aspect next month via top 10 caregiver lessons. For now, I think that it would be interesting to mention a recent book that I have been reading because it does dovetail nicely with elder drama, and it is called Psychopath Free: Recovering from Emotionally Abusive Relationships with Narcissists, Sociopaths, and Other Toxic People. Now, there's a guest I would dearly love to have on this show. I am certain if you pick up this volume, you might recognize a parent or other family member in its pages. You never know, it could come in quite handy for this chapter of life. I know it has done so for me. Meanwhile, I rather look forward to my royalty check for giving author Jackson McKenzie this free publicity. Yeah, huge LOL there for that to happen. Anyway, let's move on to foundation number two, the realities of caregiving. And we're going to start with busting assisted living myths and return to a story of Mr. and Mrs. Smith called Only People Can Fill Gaps from my book, Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. We did part one a few weeks ago. And this part two just picks up the story of Mr. and Mrs. Smith being already installed in assisted living, which is good. He had a stroke. There was capacity testing, and somehow the rehabilitation hospital re-released him back to the assisted living facility, much to everyone's chagrin. Now a hospital bed needed to be installed because Mr. Smith was dealing with bed sores on top of everything else. And so we left off where an entire team needed to get to work and go beyond job descriptions. Because as my contributor to the book writes, this is where I became a negotiator, even beggar, even desperate maniac, or all three. I pleaded with the bed delivery guy not to leave. I begged him to put Mr. Smith on the phone. I was given 5 minutes to correct the situation and, you know, cajoled him into accepting the bed. Okay, fine. So delivery guy then reluctantly but kindly gave me 5 more minutes to coordinate disassembly and removal of the old bed. I called the nursing station to pull the trigger on the maintenance team. As luck would have it, I got a human. The entering nurse ran around the retirement home to locate the maintenance man and dragged them from their regular activities to sneak in this favor. Bless the caregiver for calling at exactly the right moment. The bed guy for waiting it out, and the nurse who picked up the phone and ran around on foot, tracking down the maintenance team, maintenance guys for fleeing from what they were doing, and the nurse who helped our caregiver transfer Mr. Smith against the home's policies to a chair while the bed was assembled. Bless him for agreeing to the bed one more time as I barked orders and pleas over the phone like I was directing an action documentary. All of these people had to act, drop what they were doing, mess up their delivery schedule, bend policies, and work together with precision timing. Another team effort and a gaggle of favors performed just to get the bed into place. And this is the way it goes, that people don't know. I cannot emphasize enough, and I might sound lecture-y, but that's okay, because I cannot emphasize enough that this is the behind-the-scenes story that people do not realize when they think, okay, I've got mom or dad, you know, installed in the assisted living, so life will be honky-dory after that. Not so much. This wise advice for the caregiver offered by somebody who runs her own agency says, make friends with the team around you. You know, even though they were at a beginning of an emergency when the story started, realize that the safety net beneath the Smiths was fragile. They very nearly fell through every possible crack. And it's only because they had people, a nephew, I believe, who loved and cared for them, that kept them at a distance to preserve their independence. But really, as she says, if we all work together to fill in gaps where needed and remember this story, who were fine until they weren't, perhaps our systems may feel a bit more culpable. Well said. And so on that note, you can find, by the way, my books on coping with uncopable systems and coping with uncopable parents at my website, copingwithuncopableparents.com, under the shop tab. And either way, I think it's only because parties were dedicated to collaborating that the second part of the realities of caregiving and one of the worst offenders in my books, quite frankly, was able to support these aging parents. Now, when we return, we're going to be talking about my father's last 5 weeks of life in hospital. And that was no picnic unto itself, believe you me. So I hope you're seeing under the foundations your own self-caregiving, as well as things that need to happen that you are on top of as it regards the uncopable systems of society. And that's the realities of caregiving. So I think in summary, you're starting to see the behind what I call the curtain of these things. And just for right now, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. I so appreciate you, and it is no exaggeration whatsoever that doing this show is a high point of my week. I do it singularly for you, the beleaguered caregiver. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And just before that last break, we were talking about some foundations, like your own self-caregiving in terms of preserving your sanity, as well as dealing with crazy-making parents, some techniques there. We're now forged into Foundation 2, the realities of caregiving. And we just finished the story about Mr. and Mrs. Smith called Only People Can Fill Gaps, because it proves so well my points about uncopable systems and the myths that people labor under once they have mom or dad installed in a retirement home of some sort. I just finished that part by saying, it comes to me now, that who do you think that the, you know, organization, if you would, will call at the proverbial 3 a.m. when mom or dad, say, has had a fall in the assisted living facility? It will not be somebody else, but it will be you, whoever is nominated on their paperwork, charged with the care of mom or dad. And I suppose that's why some of my coaching around managing your elder care stress and also ending your elder care nightmares might be so pertinent. Now, this is the truth about healthcare that we're going into next. And I'm looking here at my little behind the scenes cheat sheet, shall we say, and I'm deciding, do I talk about my dad's last 5 weeks in hospital, or do I cite some shows? I think I cite some shows, and I go, One was called Empowering Caregivers Through Healthcare. And this one is still my private winner for the most devastating information I have ever gleaned as a radio host in all this time. And it concerned bed blockers, discharge procedures, and what really goes on behind the hospital curtain. Another program called Rescuing Your Loved One from the Healthcare Conveyor Belt was a close second cousin to the above. No wonder that we need whole services, which I've been becoming aware of, that are designed to help caregivers and their families navigate the almost impossible systemic labyrinth, as evidenced by creative caregiving approaches. And that brings me to my dad's last 5 weeks in hospital, because I have never encountered anything like this in my entire life. Only the guests have validated what I experienced, to be quite frank. And it was basically this. It's not the first time that my dad was hospitalized. He was back in 1984 at death's doorstep because his alcoholism, as I, you know, I'm transparent with all of you, had become that bad. So he needed to be brought from home to hospital in an ambulance. And that's how bad it was. But he recovered himself. And it was a very good story by the end of his life in 2012. But not so much with his return to that hospital during the last 5 to 6 weeks he was here. Through a various set of circumstances, I was becoming alarmed about my dad and indeed found out that he had collapsed at home. And so I got him brought to the hospital and came to his bedside, where he was quite lucid at the start. However, it did not take him long to go rapidly downhill, though accompanied by a Dr. Angel in the first couple of weeks or so, it was all good. It was really when he was shunted from pillar to post within the institution, where on any given day I called to see where he'd be so that I could visit. I got different answers, different doctors, different answers, not the right hand not knowing what the left hand was doing, about a million calls a day. Okay, not million, 999,999 to be exact, saying, Carol Ann, what about this? What about that? You've got to approve this. You've got to do that. Always foisted upon the caregiver's shoulders. And it was really only about a week before he passed that I came to the devastation that this guest was talking about in terms of bed blockers, because my dad was now seen just as that, a little known term that people don't like to talk about. It's the underbelly that systems of society strive to hide that I am bound and determined to bring to the front and center of people's consciousness. And that is, if you're old enough and ill enough, you're going to be seen as a bed blocker and they are going to want to shunt you, in at least Canada's healthcare model, to some long-term care facility thousands of miles away, in many cases, where you can't even visit your elder at their bedside without duress. So that's the real story. Or, you know, your discharge being planned right when you're signing in. Think about that, people, for a minute. We are talking about the fact that your discharge is already being planned before you have even been diagnosed or before it has been determined how long you should really be hospitalized to receive the proper care that is your due, especially in a privatized system, I might suggest. So this was really devastating. And as my client, rather as my guest last week so eloquently asked via the invitational email that she sent to her vast blogging and speaking audience, even if you are not yet directly involved in the caregiving of an aging parent, relative, friend, neighbor, or even colleague, do you at least know someone who is? To my very great frustration, at the height of my own elder care despair, this was my constant rail about complacent and compliant caregivers who naively believe this chapter of life will never happen to them, or who falsely believe enough Google research will undoubtedly solve all their problems without investing a dime. Do not get me started. And so where are we at? We've done foundation number one. The foundation on the realities of caregiving has focused on busting assisted living myths and the truth about healthcare. Again, not that those are the only two systems of society that should be cited here. Stay tuned for part three. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com. Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
It's delightful to have you back. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And we're just forging into our third major theme for today, which I call Additional Systems of Society. And it's going to consist of some critical reality reminders and, frankly, what you can do to protect yourself. So I hope you're staying with this. And I wonder, are you ready? Because here we go. I'm just picking up out of a tall, believe me, tall and growing stack of articles from local newspapers and otherwise about the realities of, you know, aging parents and what's really going on out there. So I'm going to cite some titles. This one is 180 deaths in one nursing home on her watch. Was that a red flag? And this was a nurse assigned to ailing elderly residents and, you know, some really serious things about how she administered drugs to those aging patients. Here are some nursing home death statistics. 21,074 Ontario nursing home residents who died in a 12-month period of 2015 to 2016. 20% of total residents in the province's 633 homes died during that period. They cite the actual facility, and I'm not going to name them, but it was really bad, and 37 was the number who died on this nurse's shifts during that period which was being covered. Here's one. Send in the reinforcements. How to care for the caregiver. I am seeing more and more recognition of how the caregiver needs to be cared for and nourished. I'm going to do another woohoo in this show, because that is what I've been talking about for at least the past 7 years, and it is music to my ears that we are finally recognizing that it is not just the elderly who need to be attended to, but those who provide them care. Folks, 63% of caregivers who are responsible for an aging parent, higher death rate than their peers who do not carry that responsibility. A little analysis, it says, despite a new name, hospital is at crossroads. And they're talking about an acute care hospital that while it adopted a new name, pretty much the same practices that have always taken place there continue to be the reality today. Another one, how can Canada keep up with an aging population? And they're talking about innovative approaches to collaboration, et cetera. Not unlike what I shared from my Mr. and Mrs. Smith story. Stay tuned in a moment for some statistics that will validate all of this. Here's one. Two men dying from bed sores, their kids blame the hospital. Yep, that is really not hard for me to imagine. If I just hark back to the last few days where I went for visits with my dad, yeah, very upsetting. Doesn't make me cry, but it just makes me angry as much as anything else. Or an insight article from our Toronto Star newspaper, The Enemy Within. Get ready for this subtitle. He fought Nazis for Canada. Now a 96-year-old World War II vet is in a geriatric garage, quote unquote, battling to die with dignity. We are fighting the government we once fought to preserve, this veteran says. Wow. And then a nurse that says, I was an impaired, impaired nurse. And it's a program that really encourages nurses to speak about their own struggles and what they go through behind the scenes. That is just maybe a half dozen, six or eight articles, but I think the titles and the descriptions give you enough of a picture of what we're talking about here today. And then there are these population statistics reminders. Just let me grab them here. And how aging populations are burgeoning everywhere. There are more people around the globe already today, age 65 and older, than the entire populations of Russia, Japan, France, Germany, and Australia combined. By 2030, which is 11 years now, from in the distance, 55 countries are expected to see their age 65 plus populations become 20% of their total. By 2040, the number of older people globally will be 1.3 billion, that was with a B, accounting for 14% of the total. By 2050, the UN estimates the proportion of the world's population age 65 and older will more than double from the 7.6% it is today to 16.2%. And already now, the United States contains more people aged 65 and older than the total population of Canada. Given our country's border, I thought that that was kind of interesting. And so no wonder that we need to be equipped with what we can do to protect ourselves. And that was things like anticipating the crises before they hit, evidenced by an author I had on who wrote a book called Home Sweet Home, How to Decide Whether You Should Stay or Move in Retirement. Doing essential paperwork before it's too late. And that's stuff like the last will and testament, joint account banking, insurance, carriage, financially caring for aging parents, and even the importance of organizing and recording your medical dental history. As boring as those topics must sound, I simply cannot stress enough how vital they are. Because after all, going to the top of the hour, didn't we say earlier that you elect to be a conscious caregiver who gets on top of these matters sooner than later? I mean, for me, one option might be to collapse all this insight into a one-day accelerated session that we can customize according to your needs. But either way, I hope you are starting to see via these foundations how critical it is to attend to your self-care, to be cognizant of the realities, and to know what really goes on in the systems of society. Now, stay tuned, folks. Last pause. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it. If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, valued listeners. And we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And, you know, we've been through a lot of territory together today, if you really think about it, from the foundations of self-caregiving to the realities of caregiving to what you need to know about additional systems of society. And part of me feels like if you're a bit stunned, maybe by the volume or the nature of what I have shared today, that would be for me a good place to leave you, because we need to get informed as consumers. And it's almost like I feel as though there should be a Me Too movement for caregivers. I'm just saying that right now. I didn't, you know, put it in my little cheat sheet here, but it's just coming to me as a notion. Because bottom line, I can invite, and I do mean the privilege of invitation, all the leading edge experts that we want to this show. However, their wonderful insights, along with mine, will add up to a hill of beans unless ultimately something is done with this quality information. And that is why I'm going to urge you anew to sign up for a confidential readiness session with me using my form, which can be found at copingwithuncopableparents.com, or even just by sending an email to carolann@carolannhamilton.com. And that's carolannhamilton.com. Because indeed, in the coaching world, a readiness session is meant to be an exploratory conversation where we don't really coach so much together, but instead we look at what your situation is with safety, Remember what I said at the outset about safety plus confidentiality to see if maybe that 250,000 hours of lived experience that I claim and do own could help you to make your elder care journey just a little bit better in terms of managing your stress or getting on top of the practicalities, whatever that may be. Of course, you have to want this for yourself. I cannot pull you dragging and screaming. How do you lead a horse to water? Well, you can't make them drink, right? Or something like that. Well, it's the same thing with caregivers. All I know is that you are feeling burdened and you don't feel like you have enough time, but the way off of the elder care treadmill is to get some support if you are truly intent upon being a conscious caregiver, proactive, in charge of things without being controlling rather than compliant, this will never happen to me, or complacent, who believes that just enough research will get you to where you need to go. Okay, I think end of lecture. Moving into our next couple of intriguing topics, we have caregiving impacts on animals and little known insights about our pets' real purpose in our lives, always connected to the often compounding factor of elder care, as well as Carol Ann's top 10 caregiver lessons coming to you next month, which is a different slice and dice that answers the typical issues that my coaching clients come to for me, all within an hour. So how would it be to get free coaching on your most pressing concerns at that time? That's what we're about. And on that note, I do wish you a positive upcoming week. It's still the mid-year check-in over here in Toronto, Canada, and I'm soon going to release a blog that is called I Am Done With. And so I want you to pay attention to the stand I'm taking for my life, hoping that you draw inspiration from my reflections, because whether you're a caregiver or not, one of the most vital things you can do as part of your own self-care is to stay connected with yourself. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
The 20 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.